Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. That's not fair. It's a statement that every man, woman, and child has made multiple times throughout their life, and probably, if we're honest with ourselves, we probably say it or think it every day. We were taught from childhood to play fair with others and treat others fairly. But the truth is, in this broken and sinful world, life is not fair. We would even sometimes go far as to say, God's not even fair. Well, God might not be fair, but he is just. According to our gospel parable this morning, God, in his abundant grace, pours out his rich justice on his people. He pours out his rich grace upon believers. And that grace is the great equalizer, making fairness not count. And his generosity is always greater than we deserve. The parable is a continuation of Jesus' teaching how difficult it is to get into heaven, especially difficult for a wealthy person. Jesus makes it abundantly clear that material wealth, human wisdom, and your good works and deeds count nothing towards your entrance into heaven. In the last text, the last verse in the text just preceding our gospel lesson today, Jesus says, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." That sounds familiar, because the reverse of that is right at the end of our parable text this morning. Jesus sets up a bookend to make sure we realize that the first will be last, and the last will be first. It's because only God can save a wealthy person, and only God can save any person. Salvation is purely God's gracious gift, and it's only through faith in Christ Jesus that we receive that gift. With him, all things are possible. Now, as Bible-believing Lutherans, that's part of our motto. We love to say it, that we're justified by grace alone, through faith alone, based on Scripture alone. But unfortunately, when times get tough and when push comes to shove, we're the first ones to say, that's not fair. But as we know, God always works contrary to human wisdom and understanding. As we heard him speak in our Old Testament text, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So right, wrong, or indifferent, there are many who are first that will be last, and those who are last will be first. Final answer. But it doesn't sound fair to you and I. So Jesus gives us our parable to illustrate his meaning. Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like laborers sent into the vineyard. It was early in the morning that the master of the vineyard went to the marketplace to hire workers. Laborers, those who want to work really hard, are there at the crack of dawn. That's where you get your best workers. So he negotiates a wage with the laborers and sends them out in for a 12-hour shift for one day's wage. Later in the day, the master sees other men hanging around in the marketplace. So them too, he hires them and agrees to pay them whatever it is worth at the end of the day and sends them into the vineyard. again at the sixth hour and the ninth hour, more laborers sent into the vineyard. And then with 1 hour left in the workday, 1 hour before quitting time, he finds more workers. Workers who, incidentally, have been standing around all day because no one wanted to hire them, and probably for good reason. But he sends them into the vineyard with no promise at all to pay them anything. And here is the focus of the parable. All the laborers in the middle don't necessarily play into the point. The focus is on the first ones and the last ones. They're polar opposites. The first ones have an agreement, one denarius for one day's work. The last ones, they had nothing at all promised to them. The first ones sweat the brow, work their tails off all day long in the heat of the sun. The last ones work for an hour, if they're lucky to get an hour in by the time they got to the vineyard. Most of the day they had stood idle. And then at the end of the day, the owner of the vineyard says to the foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first, paying them in the reverse order that they were hired." So what I want you to do is put yourself in the place of the first ones. You're standing there before the paymaster, and you're kind of at the end of the line because you're one of the first ones, and the last ones are getting paid first. And when those last ones get paid a full day's wage, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Maybe it's first, maybe it's second, but you're probably thinking, wow, what a generous master this is. He paid those guys a full day's wage for 1 hour. How much more will he pay me? It's human reason. We do the math. 12 hours? I should get 12 times as much as those who worked 1 hour. But then the truth comes out. You get a denarius dropped into your hand because that's what you agreed to work for. The bottom falls out of your heart. Everyone is treated the same by the master. Everyone is receiving equal pay, even though it was not equal work. What do we say? That's not fair. That's what the first one said. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But the master replies to them, "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last." And it does not seem fair. It doesn't appear to be generosity as we understand it, as we have been taught from childhood. But it is true. The first ones got exactly what they had bargained for. They were paid as agreed. And here's the point of the lesson, or the lesson of the parable, excuse me. It's all God's. And God does what he wants with what is his. God is not fair, but he is just. God does not give you what you deserve. And you are very well blessed because he does not give you what you deserve. Let's listen to Holy Scripture on what it says that you and I deserve from God. From James chapter 2, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it." Romans chapter 3, For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, for the wages of sin is death. That's what you and I really deserve. But for those who are in Christ Jesus, God does not pay them what they deserve. No, he gives you what is undeserved. In his rich love and mercy, God pours out his generous gifts, free-flowing to all who believe, all for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's listen to these passages again and hear what God gives you. James chapter 2, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. But God's mercy triumphs over justice. Romans chapter 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 6, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The last ones didn't deserve to be paid the same as the first ones, but deserves have nothing to do with it. Jesus didn't deserve to be beaten half to death and then nailed to a cross to die for the sins of mankind. Dying a sinner's death, but deserves have nothing to do with it. Jesus tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God's not fair, but he is just. God makes no distinction. It doesn't matter whether you were baptized when you were 3 days old or you were baptized 3 days ago. God's generous grace overflows. It doesn't matter if you left everything behind years ago to follow Jesus, or if the Holy Spirit worked faith in you last night. God's grace overflows equally, no distinction. He treats all his children equally. All believers receive the same wage, regardless of the length of service, regardless of the deeds accomplished. It's all his. Who are you and I to begrudge his generosity? The wages paid out only appear unfair if you take your eyes off of the master. You see, everything you have, everything you are, belongs to the master. They're all undeserved, gracious gifts from God. You are not even your own. You belong to Jesus. He purchased you with his precious blood and his innocent sufferings and death. You didn't do the work. He did it. He reconciled you with the Father and freed you from your sins, freed you from death and the devil. You and I are sinners, justified by grace alone, through faith alone, based upon Scripture alone. It's all God's prerogative. He does what he wants with what is his. And you are his. He's called you to faith through the gospel. He's given you his name in baptism. He personally feeds you in the preaching of his word. He feeds you in his body and blood, given and shed for you. He promises never to leave you nor forsake you. It's not fair. You don't merit it. You don't deserve it. But deserves have nothing to do with it. It's God's free and gracious gift to all who believe. On the last day, Christ will return. And the kingdom of heaven will come in all of its glorious fullness. All who have been called to labor in God's vineyard, all believers in Christ Jesus, will receive from the Master what he deems appropriate. And so the last will be first, and the first last. God's generous grace is the great equalizer. His generous grace is always more than you deserve. His ways are not our ways, but you have his promise, the promise of forgiveness of sins, life, and eternal salvation, all for the sake of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.